At 12 before the hour on Morning Air, millions of you are in the path of dangerously cold air direct from the Arctic this morning. Wind chill is 49 below zero, 49 below zero right now in Chicago. Let's go to Chicago right now for the response to the cold weather in that community. Thanks be to God for the work of Catholic Charities Chicago. Monsignor Michael Boland is the president and CEO of Catholic Charities of Chicago, joining us this morning. Monsignor, welcome. Talk about the response that Catholic Charities is making in the city, particularly the impact on the homeless and the resources that you have available.
Well, we really tried to move a lot of our staff out into the areas where a lot of the homeless are, or those that are really struggling. In Chicago, Catholic Charities has what we call our mobile outreach. So we have, on a normal night, we have five vans that go through the city of Chicago to pick up the homeless and bring them either to shelters or to warming centers. So we've tried to increase that during this period of time because it's a life or death thing, you know, at the present moment. And we also do well-being checks and bring food to people in their homes that have no food. We also have dinners that we serve five nights a week down in the downtown area and about six other locations. And so we're going to, you know, have all those meals and inviting people to come in. And then we also always make sure that we have winter coats and all that during this period of time to really make sure and prepare them as best as we can for this severely cold weather. You know, so these are really challenging times, and we've kind of opened up a lot of our centers to be warming centers in the, both in the city and the suburbs of the Archdiocese, trying to, you know, just look at them differently and try to say this is a crisis. And even though we have 170 locations in the Archdiocese, Catholic Charities does, we are always obviously in the places where the poor are in so many ways. And so we want to just invite those, especially who have might have some kind of heat, but it's not really working, or to bring in those that are homeless or those who are struggling to find a nice warm place and a place of welcome.
Monsignor Boland, I don't know if our relevant radio listeners know that with Catholic Charities Chicago, you work very closely, obviously, with the city of Chicago and so many of their social service agencies. But perhaps one of the more surprising statistics is that you respond to an average of 3,000 calls per month.
Yes. Just from with our relationship with the city of Chicago, people who, if you call 311 in the city number and you say that you are either homeless or you can't pay your utilities or kind of whatever, those phone calls are routed to our center within the Right to Catholic Charities, and we respond to all those calls.
When we think about people who are struggling, Monsignor Boland, we very often think of what's happening within the city, but as you mentioned, Catholic Charities Chicago helping about 300,000 in the suburbs. Things such as a lack of heat, a lack of winter clothing, a lack of food, whatever it might be, is not something that's just reserved to the city limits of Chicago. This is something, unfortunately, because of the realities of the economy in 2019, are reaching families in the suburbs.
Very much so, and it's really been a real challenge for people that are living within the city walls of the city. So yeah, this is very difficult for those out in the suburbs, because in many ways the city has, like many cities, they have a lot of ways that they do respond, but the suburban communities are more fractured in the sense that they don't necessarily look at the holistic way of how to help people, and so it does become a bit of a more challenge for some of the people out in the suburban communities to get help.
Monsignor, many homeless are scared of shelters. Is that a problem in extreme cold, too, to get them inside?
It is, just because, you know, so what happens is people are sometimes well-intentioned, but the shelters are not run well. They might be run by either volunteers or people don't understand that, you know, when a homeless person closes their eyes, that's the most vulnerable time for them. And so it's sometimes people wonder why sometimes shelters are strictly run. Well, you have to for their safety, for the ones that really, you know, want to come in. And so, like our shelters, people love coming to Catholic Charities shelters because they're very well run. When these nights go on, we really try to, strongly encourage them, because we just had a lot of snow, and therefore now we have this, you know, frigid cold that's here now, and it's going to be getting, you know, 40, 50 below zero tomorrow with the wind chill. So it's going to be, you know, it happens just like it is. It's life and death, and that's what I keep trying to tell our staff, that this is, you know, it's not an option. We have to do as much as we can to encourage them and to have make our places available to them.
Monsignor, this time of year, as it is such a matter of literal life and death every night, you get more PR. How can we help keep that going all year long to help the problem that's there all year long?
Yeah, because it is, because even like in extreme heats, it's the same thing. It's life or death. I mean, people don't realize, you know, people get dehydrated so quickly or just as much, there's just no place for them to go. So, I mean, I think in a lot of ways people can, you know, first and foremost, remember in their prayer, those who are really struggling on the tough parts of system, the margins of society, in the way that Pope Francis talks about. You know, we also, in many ways, we just, you know, just began like a shower ministry down here at Catholic Charities about last year, and at the conclusion of our 100th, and so now we have showers and we have laundry facilities, and along with all of our other services that we provide. So, you know, people can always volunteer. They can volunteer. You know, one of the great things here is when families volunteer. You know, it's really kind of a neat thing to see them get a chance to do something together to live out their faith.
Monsignor, we hear news reports of great economic and jobs numbers, and yet we hear stories as well of increasing numbers of homeless in some of the warmer climates, San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and in some cases the communities of homeless kind of becoming a bit militant and really taking over certain neighborhoods. Minneapolis and St. Paul, even in the fall before it got really cold, had some camps set up, and it took quite an effort for their own safety to get them moved inside. Are you finding a bit of kind of militant homelessness in Chicago as well?
Not really. You know, what's really trying to do is trying to find, because what happens is almost so many places you go, they need people to work. And so it's given us a new opportunity to talk to our clients and to talk to even our staff to try to make more of these connections. A lot of times what they need is really, you know, they need more skills, or they have to be able to, you know, a lot of the work is manual labor. And so but it's really, especially like in the veterans community, I mean, for us, we really work very hard. We have the first ever homeless, 141 apartments campus for homeless veterans and a home for disabled veterans and a medical clinic and outreach to them. It was the first one built in the United States. And so we do a lot of stuff with veterans, and it's really helping veterans kind of, you know, they have such an incredible, have an incredible experience of not only the service to our nation, but it's helping them translate that into logistics or to work in so many different areas, which they don't even think about.
Monsignor, with this record-breaking cold, what's the best way for someone in need to reach Catholic Charities Chicago?
The best way would be to go to our webpage at catholiccharities.net, and it lists ways they might be able to donate, but it also lists all of our services. If they're in need of services, you always could call 312-655-7700 and directly being put in contact with whether they want to volunteer, whether they want to donate. If they have, you know, 170 locations accept anything. So they accept winter clothes, they accept food, and we'll get it to the right places to be able to help the people. But this is a time when I think we all need to think of our neighbors and right. Think of those who are really struggling.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, we're here to help you in any way, Monsignor Boland. Monsignor Michael Boland, the CEO and the president of Catholic Charities of Chicago, helping out in this very nasty cold wave that we have going on, where the wind chill right now in Chicago is 49 below zero. Wow. Coming up to 3 before the hour, and this is one of your stories today on Glenn's Story Corner.